Joanna was here before. Joanna's been here for 40 years. While she's walking up, I want to thank Catherine for doing this poster that she did where we wrote all these words. You know, the word compassion isn't in here, but it's because it's the field around the words. And so anyhow, thank you for doing that. I think each of you are going to get one to take home with you.
Well, thank you, Alice, for following your dream. We've all become a bit more integrated because of this lady. When I was in my mid-20s, attending summer school at Immaculate Heart College as a sister student, I went to the college president, Sister Humiliata, to list my complaints about life in small convent houses, as well as my misgivings about myself in religious life. She had been my freshman English teacher, a woman I admired as an inspired teacher and person of wide contemplative heart. Our interview that morning was brief. She ended the conversation saying, "You know what your problem is, sister? You want things to make sense." With that ringing ambiguously in my young ears, I left her office. Was she suggesting I lacked faith, should not listen to temptations against my vocation? Or was she saying things that can make sense ought to make sense, that common sense undergirds the practical message of Jesus? Some 50 years later, I choose to think the latter. Well, a couple of years after that interview, I left the sisterhood, disillusioned and not a little angry. Sister Humiliata came to be elected Mother General. Under her courageous leadership, she, now known as the late Anita Caspary, led the Immaculate Heart community in a program of re-education, creatively using guidelines of Vatican II to develop a community life of prayer and service, updated for the needs of individuals and the world. By leaving the community when I did, I missed out on that re-education. Fortunately, that is what Word and Life has provided me. My mom, Eloine Sotsi, was in on the ground floor, sharing her love of scriptures as a small group leader. She it was, dragged me here, kicking and screaming. And what have I received here? Let me count the ways. A better understanding of scripture, literalism, and the role mythology plays in world religions. Honest, broad, ecumenical sharing. Welcoming new structures in a yet emerging church, more pastoral, inclusive, and ye gods with women priests. Revival of contemplative practice, mind and heart. Understanding the big picture, the evolutionary story, and our development within that framework as well as Jesus' own personal development within that framework. A recognition that sound spirituality goes hand in hand with sound psychological work. How dualistic thinking is embedded in our culture, including religious institutions, that nature and grace are truly friends. An understanding that what we call church is not a hierarchy of dominance, nor an organization bearing the twice heavy burden of infallibility and canon law, written solely by and codified solely by men, wherein one drops one's own agency at the door. But rather, church is the mystery of the people of God, all of us, that faith is a choice and not a demand. Now, while I am happy to have been born into the Roman Catholic tradition, because it does embrace mystery, I rejoice to have seen that tradition courageously welcome questions and scholarly investigation, being reconstructed into a more pastoral, inclusive faith, that indeed all things do hold together in Christ. We are all one. Like John Updike once said, theology must be unraveled and re-knit in each generation. So, while you may see me as a recovering Catholic, a reconstructed Catholic, maybe an integrated Catholic, what you do see is one who has been very grateful to have been given the freedom to embrace faith on my own terms and know that that is okay with God, who, after all is said and done, surpasses understanding. So thanks to you, all of you, my friends, and congratulations on your 40th.